Here is part 4 of Outcome 3.3. As we disciple others, how can we follow Jesus' example? Well, for the non-religious and religious lost, we need to recognize that disciple-making starts and ends with relationships. Be intentional about building relationships with people. Look for opportunities to share the gospel and challenge people to repent and believe. Encourage those who believe to share their story immediately with others. Then, for the believer, as people respond to the gospel, don't wait for them to approach us for the next step. Intentionally seek them out and start sharing how new believers can grow in their spiritual journey. Understand that disciple making is about relationships, and so be prepared to go deeper with people. Do life together. Help believers understand Jesus' character and priorities. This involves helping them understand how to be a disciple, character, as well as how to do disciple-making, priorities. For the worker, disciple-making is most effective in deep, authentic relationships. Go deep with a few people and pour your life into them. Challenge those you are going deep with to continually model their lives and mission on the life and mission of Jesus. Include disciples in what you are doing so that they can learn from you. Help those you are discipling to find ways to fulfill God's mission for their lives in the unique way God has designed them to. And finally, for the disciple maker, those you are discipling need to see you discipling others. Continually equip, encourage, and challenge disciples to be discipling others. Establish accountability relationship between disciple makers. Important things to note about the disciple making process. 1. Remember that spiritual insight and maturity is a lifelong journey. People are at different levels of growth and maturity. 2. The active presence of God's Holy Spirit is critical to a believer becoming mature. See 1 Corinthians 3, 5-9. We must work with the Holy Spirit in moving people along the pathway, giving them freedom, grace, to grow at their level of choice. 3. Recognize that the journey toward Christ-likeness is a supernatural one. It is God who moves people from spiritual immaturity to maturity. We need to make ourselves available, but it is the Spirit of God who causes people's hearts to change. 3. Disciple-making is relational. Real-life relationships are essential to producing disciple-makers. It is personal and time-consuming. Disciple-making is impossible outside of deep, meaningful relationship. 4. Healthy disciple-making is messy. As people begin to grow spiritually, they uncover areas of sin, and that is messy. As workers begin to share their faith, they too begin to see their self-centeredness. Living a great commission and great commandment lifestyle is a messy journey, but it is much better to have this type of mess than the other kind. Jesus was intentional about taking people from unbelief to maturity, from being self-serving to becoming people who lived out the Great Commandment and Great Commission as they made disciple-makers. He helped them along the disciple-making pathway in a very strategic way. As leaders, we should develop a disciple-making pathway based on Jesus' example, and then align our ministry programs to this pathway. This will ensure that we move closer to our mission of developing disciples who make disciples who make disciples.